Good evening, and welcome to Soul Odyssey. This is your host, Deborah Herman, and welcome back after 3 weeks, I guess, not being live. We are a live show this evening, so you're welcome to call in with any comments or questions at 888-815-9756. I welcome your calls. Each week on Soul Odyssey, we talk about the seven lessons to guide your soul, to make your life better, the things that you can do to change the way you think about things and how you can take a direct approach to the way your life is. Many people find that they are dissatisfied with certain aspects, or in fact, let's put it this way, if you're on a spiritual path, you often think that there are too many troubles and too many challenges, but what you are on, aside from a spiritual path, is a soul odyssey, which is a journey with tribulation, all intended to make you smarter, all intended to make you grow, all intended to make you more spiritual, to make you understand that your life is really in your hands and that you are not a victim, that you are not living a random existence, but that you're here for a reason. Tonight's topic, one of my favorites, is turning negativity into unlimited possibilities. And this is what the seven lessons will teach you how to do, because when I do readings with people or I meet people throughout the world, the biggest thing I find is that they're living their lives in fear, or they're living their lives sensing that something's missing, or they're, you know, the typical questions are always related to finding a mate, money, you know, illness or health. And all of those things are common human challenges, but what people don't recognize is that what you can change is how you look at these situations and how you view them in terms of the bigger picture for your life. This is all a classroom, and you're here to learn. And you're here, your life is as important as anyone else's life because, as I've said many times before, but bears repeating, each one of you is a separate universe. And everything that you do, everything that you think, everything that you want, it all has an impact on everyone else. And it has an impact, ultimately, on how your day-to-day life turns out, what types of circumstances that you experience. It doesn't mean that when bad things happen that you've caused them. You don't know what the cause might be, but when so-called bad things happen, there may be other things that come out of those situations that you have not anticipated that take you to a different place or a different awareness and make you that much better able to grow as a human being and as a spiritual being. So it's very tricky. I like to think of everything in life as almost like an initiation, as a challenge, as something where you're only given some of the information and some of the clues, and you have to take it to the next step, like finding your way out of a maze. But with the seven lessons, which is something I've been blessed to work with for a long time, these are they're like your breadcrumbs. Like if you were Hansel and Gretel and you were going into the forest and you're dropping your breadcrumbs, only these, we hope, are not eaten by the, you know, by the rabbits. But they're your little touchstones to help you understand where you are on your path and how to stay in the middle of your path instead of going off onto the sides where there may be some very treacherous terrain or at least unknown terrain for you. And so the seven lessons, which I hope that you're starting to commit to memory are courage, tolerance, self-protection, self-love, ego, love of humanity, and God love. And as we learn about the meaning of the individual lessons, we can understand more clearly how the circumstances of our lives are related, they always relate back to one or more of these lessons. You know, people talk about the importance of past lives. Well, you know, my philosophy is that you are bringing in events and experiences and thoughts from past lives, but most importantly, you're bringing in your lessons. Because if you didn't learn these particular lessons in a past life, you're going to bring them into this life. And you're going to have circumstances to help you try to learn them in this life. Once again, this is a live call-in show, and I'm very, very happy to answer your questions and to do readings for you. I am a psychic medium and an animal communicator, and I think animals are the most able to cut through all of the illusion and to help us see some of the things that we need to know as human beings, because they have no predisposed judgments. So I love reading people's animals. I learn so much, and I also learn a great deal from my own horse, Tonk. He's an old Palomino, part quarter horse, part Tennessee Walker, and we've had many, many, many journeys, and he's my friend. And he's also my confidant, and he also keeps me on the straight and narrow. And sometimes he tells me things that I find to be very interesting from an animal's point of view. You know, sometimes certain animals just have nothing to say. As I was first, you know, developing my skill as an animal communicator, I once tried to talk to a seagull. And basically the seagull told me to get lost, that he doesn't like people. So I don't try to speak with seagulls very much anymore. But many animals are able to communicate on a very high level, at least as far as our ability to understand them and to interpret the visions or the information that they're trying to give us. And they can teach us a great deal about ourselves. So there are ways for you to learn how to communicate with your pets or your companions that I can teach you, you know, certain ways for you to be able to understand that you're not necessarily crazy when you get a thought form from your friendly dog or friendly cat that they are probably trying to tell you something and you think that you're hearing things. Then you realize that it's not possibly something that you could have made up, and you can start to use your ESP to learn how to communicate directly, and you'll be very surprised at the kind of information that you can glean from them. So once again, this is a live call-in show, 888-815-9756, and I'd love to talk to you about some of the things in your life that you think are just beyond challenge. Why do bad things happen to good people? Why are there bad things? Why are there hundreds of thousands of people in Haiti who have lost their lives and their homes and are facing nothing but devastation? There are answers. They may not necessarily be the answers that we would like, because we want to interpret everything according to our human needs. I think we may have a caller on the line. Are you there, caller?
Yes, I am.
And your first name?
Barbara.
Barbara, hi there. Where are you from?
Massachusetts.
Oh, awesome. It has to be very cold where you are.
Yes.
Am I right? Are you covered in snow?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
We have enough.
You have enough? Okay, so we won't wish for any more, although it's very beautiful.
No.
So what can I do for you this evening?
Well, I was just wondering if I could have a general reading. A lot of things going on.
First thing I'm getting from Spirit is concern about work life. Does that make sense?
Some.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Are you underemployed?
Underemployed? No.
Yes. As far as your abilities and interest
no.
level?
No.
Okay. Are you employed in the same education that you've had?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm not the final authority. I was getting the sense that the first thing that came to me was that you were underemployed, either not getting enough hours or not doing what you set out to do when you started your career path. So I guess, you know, I may just not be tuning into you, but, you know, either that or, you know, you're facing loss of hours or loss of income. Does that make any sense?
It may be in the near future. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm approaching retirement, but right now things are okay, but that just may be a problem in the near future.
Well, in the near future, you may also be underemployed if you're facing retirement.
Yes.
Which would be very boring for you.
It would.
Yes, it would be very boring for you. See, sometimes when a person who's a reader, it's not like reading a book. It's kind of like we get images and we get thoughts, and the timeline can sometimes be a little bit different. I'm glad that I'm tuning into you because, you know, otherwise I'd have to say, well, you're a very nice person, but I'm just not getting you. But I think what you might want to do is try to set things up for what you will be doing after retirement, whether it's volunteer work, part-time work. I realize the job market's not very great right now. But I don't see, it may sound great that you don't have to go anywhere and get up early.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be at work.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have to be at work early?
No, late evenings.
Oh, you work evenings?
Yes.
Like third shift?
Second.
Second shift?
Second shift, yes.
You're a second shift person?
Mm-hmm.
You're not a person who can be completely not employed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I think you'll get you'll get very bored.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I think people can also benefit from your skills. So at minimum, I would do some volunteer work.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a particular question that you want to ask me? Rather than
I do. I'm sort of debating whether to get into a relationship. I had known this person, and he wants to renew the relationship.
I'm getting a very big red flag.
Mm-hmm.
Literally. I mean, I'm just, like, seeing this very big red flag. Like, however you thought about him the first time is not going to be different
mm-hmm.
the second time.
Mm-hmm.
So walk carefully and carry a very big stick. Isn't that what the expression
okay.
is?
I think so.
Yeah, trust yourself. Not a completely trustworthy person.
Okay.
And you are actually going to bring more to the relationship than he would.
Mm-hmm.
Does that resonate?
Okay.
So mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I really believe in true love. But in this case, I'm seeing too many big red flags. And you're just about to, you know, embark on a new stage in your life. And I wouldn't
yeah.
encumber it. You don't need anybody.
Mm-hmm.
You've got plenty of people around you that you would enjoy.
Okay.
give yourself time to grow and to get to know yourself.
Okay, thank you. That sounds good.
Well, you're very, very welcome. Bundle up and call again. I hope you'll tune in another time.
I will. Thank you.
You're very, very welcome.
Bye.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, that was an enjoyable call. I love talking to all of you in the audience. Remember, the number is 888-815-9756. And our topic this evening is replacing the negative with unlimited possibilities. And the way you do that is you change your thinking. You can't change other people. You can't change the world around you. And if you are reading the newspapers every single day, stop it. Not that you want to be uninformed, but if you read the newspapers every single day, and I'm a journalist. That's what I started doing, and I'm a lawyer. I am. And I used to, if you read the newspapers every single day, and if you watch CNN nonstop or whatever other news programs you see, you will become so paranoid and so hopeless that it's difficult to climb out of it, because if you're on a spiritual path, you tend to be a sensitive person anyway. And you start thinking about, oh my goodness, what can I do? I'm only one person. We can't do anything. The world is, you know, the world is going to, you know where, with a handbasket or whatever. I'm very bad at these expressions. I hear that we have another caller. Are you on the air?
Yep.
And what is your name?
This is Stephanie.
Stephanie. And where are you calling from?
Kansas.
Kansas. How's your weather?
Stephanie. It's cold. It's cold and it's melting.
It's cold and it's melting. Well, I feel for you. Bring out the layers. But everything could be worse. So how are you doing this evening? Do you have a specific question you'd like to ask me?
Well, I wasn't sure. I was going to say that, I don't think you got the message. I friended you on Facebook.
Okay.
And I noticed with myself, and I don't know, I just felt like something told me I need to call early in the show. Here I am. My thing has been lately just getting a lot of energy stuff coming my way, a lot of changes, and it's not that I've been resisting a bit, and I noticed that, you know, when I noticed earlier this week that I needed to not just when I'm releasing all this stuff, I need to have a positive image of what I want to replace it and think I want to get rid of this, which I've kind of probably read or sensed before, but it's been pretty strong this week.
Well, Spirit already gave you a message, and I don't know what this relates to in terms of what you want to convey. I hate to interrupt you, but Spirit has already told me that you need to change your mind. Okay, you need to change your thinking. Does that make sense? With, you know, because you're flip flopping, and sometimes you're connecting directly with your own higher sense of spirit, your soul, you know, your soul knowledge, but then you doubt yourself, and then you take five steps backwards.
Yeah,
you know,
and I've been doing that quite a bit this week.
Yeah, and you get depressed. Has that been happening?
Hello?
Go on.
Yeah, I doubt myself, and I think it's this negative thought pattern. I talked to you about this a couple months ago, just being negative, you know. And it's funny, I was getting a lot of very intense help. You know, changing my mind, changing things, you know, be able to connect with my heart, with my head, you know. And one thing that happened yesterday was, you know, all it took was just me doing something that really opened my heart, and then it would open up and things would open up again, you know. But Today I took with something simple like singing in the shower, and things started just releasing again. And it's helping a lot. Just being around my boyfriend, you know?
Now, I will tell you, showers are amazing. When you're in a shower and you're relaxed, some of the greatest downloads can happen. And it is because what you're doing in a shower, which is like meditation, only some people try too hard when they meditate. But when you're in a shower, you're just letting the thoughts flow freely. And that's when you can hear spirit. You know, because people ask me, well, how can I be more psychic? We're not talking about psychic ability. We're not talking about occult ability. We're talking about how do you awaken to your spiritual gifts and to things that are natural to all human beings. And the way you awaken to them is to get past, first of all, stop the noise in your head, you know, and get past that by trusting in God, trusting in yourself, and surrounding yourself with as much love and positivity as you can. And
yeah, I'm trying to do that.
Exactly, I know. And so you're going to find that you're getting more, just tell those negative thoughts, just say go away. I'll give you an example, and this was, I learned so much from my students. I used to work at a school for a while. I taught at a school for abused girls, and some of the girls were from the inner city, and one of the girls was a gang. She was born into a gang, and she was the hardest, you know, people would think she was the meanest, hardest girl. But there was another girl at the school who was low-functioning, and she was, you know, she had post-traumatic stress, and she would, have, like, flashbacks. And, you know, at one point she was having, like, literally, this is like, we have, you know, negative thoughts, but she was literally having, you know, these voices in her head saying, negative things to her. And this woman, this young woman from the inner city was saying that she went up to her and she was saying, although she said things I can't repeat on the radio, or maybe I could, this is the internet, and she was saying, tell those blank voices to go away, go away. And it was so natural and it was so, you know, heartfelt, and it's really the truth. You have to, it's like fighting a battle in your own brain. It's fighting a war so that you can stay on the positive level. I just feel like I need to almost like pound that to you. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, and it's sad because I used to be a very positive person. It's just all this stuff came up, and I've been kind of, well, I was doing a lot of cleaning 3 years ago, and just last month, the last 6 weeks, it's been very powerful. Like, I've been doing a lot of drawing, and the drawings will bring up energy stuff. Like, I realized later what I was doing was drawing what was coming up. And,
well, just trust in your higher self. Right now, I don't see relationships as being a good idea for you. Maybe friendships. But I'm seeing that you need to really work on staying into the positive. And I also see that you need to cleanse your environment.
Again?
Not cleanse in the sense that there's bad things, you know, but keep adding things that improve the energy vibration. I am here visiting with a wonderful spiritual person, Craig Campobasso. He will be a guest on one of our future shows, and he just suggested that you sage your home again. I know you've probably done that, and I'd like to see you also put some, really nice crystals and things around to keep the vibration high. You need a boost right now, and you need support from very positive spiritual people.
What was that you said about a relationship?
Don't get into in-depth relationships right now.
Oh, well, I'm kind of already in one.
Well,
and he's been very positive.
He is positive?
Yeah, he's becoming a lot more positive than he was. In fact, he's been supporting me lately. He's like basically repeating back the stuff I said to him months ago.
Well, then, but still, you know, focus on yourself and don't get sucked into the relationship. Do you understand what I'm saying?
He's finishing up his thing. He needs to step right now. I mean, we work together on a project. I mean, we're working on his dissertation together.
Okay, but do you hear the message that Spirit's trying to tell you? Don't collapse yourself
focus
into the relationship.
Yeah, which I've done before.
Right. And obviously, even though we've chatted, those are things that are coming from Spirit. I don't know those things about you. I'm going to have to get back to the topic. Please do check back in with us and feel free to call again. I appreciate that you made the call onto the show. And I know that other people are benefiting from the information that you receive. So thank you so much for putting yourself out there.
All right, thank you. And by the way, I'm probably the one who's underemployed.
Okay, well, I knew that was coming from somewhere. Okay.
Well, you know, I just looked at your picture, and things have been getting a lot stronger with me energetically. So, you know, I don't know.
Well, good for you. We'll talk again.
All right, talk to you later.
Yeah, bye. God bless you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Okay, so we're replacing negative things with unlimited possibilities, and it's all based on you. It's all based on how you see the world, how you see yourself, and how willing you are to listen, because all of us have these, you know, there but for the grace of God go we. We may not have post-traumatic stress, but if you're born into this world, into this planet, you're going to have some stress, and you're going to be traumatized. You can't help it. The energy around everyone is very stressful, and it's sending us constant images of things that are just disturbing. And you have to create a sacred space within yourself and a sacred space around yourself. And you have to replace all of these fears with a positive sense that you actually have control, that you can make changes in your life, and that you can change the way you're thinking. You know, one of the first of the seven lessons is courage, and I can't tell you enough how important it is for you to be willing to listen to your higher voice. I hate to say higher and lower because it sounds like, you know, bad or good. It's really listening to your authentic voice, your divine inner voice, which is your direct connection to the divine essence. You each have that. And when something feels right and you don't have any, sense of nervousness or regret about it, it's very likely that you are connecting to your authentic self. And your authentic self is connected to the divine presence. That's how it works. And each one of you is receiving direct information from the source. And the reason that we're all feeling so fearful is that there are so many images and so many, there's so much competition for our brains that we're pulled away from what we know to be true. We all know what our essence is. We know that we are spiritual beings. We know that we are loved and that we can be loving, but we forget. Because all of this competition, and also we connect to some of our more human impulses. There's nothing wrong with wanting, you know, material things and wanting, some of the successes and all of the results of our, you know, efforts and wanting to be rich, famous, et cetera, but we can't forget that that's all just stuff. It's all illusion. If it becomes the purpose of your life, you're gonna fall over yourself. You're gonna trip over yourself because the universe has natural law, and it makes sense, and it keeps things in balance. So if you're overly focused on the material, and if you're lacking in a loving nature, and you're lacking in concern for, you know, love of humanity, that's one of the lessons, concern for your fellow human beings, it's out of balance, and you're going to snap back like a rubber band. And you're going to find that things are going to become more difficult for you. You won't have a sense of satisfaction. It's like overeating two boxes of chocolate. After a while, it doesn't taste so good. Everything has to be balanced. We are about ready for another caller. I'll repeat the number to you, 888-815-9756. Feel free to call in. I love getting your calls. I love hearing what you have to say. And I love offering guidance to you in whatever way possible. We're all in the same boat. We're all going through these lessons. Nobody is above them. Because if they are, they're not here. Anybody who's on Earth, whether people believe that they are ascended and that they are, you know, angels on Earth, if you came through as a human being, you have to go through these lessons all over again. Because we must all understand the human condition in order to be of help to each other and in order to create a world that is a place for the ascended energy and for the divine presence. That's our job here. Our job isn't to whine. Our job is to fix it. And by fixing it, we have to understand that all we can truly fix or change is ourselves. And our thinking and what we give to each other. Tolerance is a very, very important lesson because we want people to believe as we believe. We all think we got it right. And we also have no patience, particularly those who live in major cities. You have no patience whatsoever. And you can't see the good things in each other. If you see someone, you know, yes, people are annoying. If, you know, we all have our limits. We all, and some of us don't have the opportunity to get away from people and annoyingness, or maybe we have lots of children, or we've been married for a long time, and even though we love each other, you know, you can get on each other's nerves. That's annoyance. But tolerance goes much, much deeper. Tolerance is the recognition and the respect that each human being has a direct path to the divine presence. You all are equal. I don't care what you think. I don't care what you drive. You can drive anything. It's not going to make a difference because the great equalizer is the spiritual path, even if you don't know that you're on one. Because if you're moving forward, then your soul is growing. And the universe is hanging a mirror in front of you so that even people who are the most resistant can learn and they can change. And they can get a sense of compassion for each other. And even though we have great tragedies like what's happening in Haiti right now, the benefit, if there is one, is that it can create an opportunity for compassion, and it can create an opportunity for people to show what they're made of. And that's what all of this is. It's all a big illusion so that we can each learn that we can be heroes. We can be people who have much greater capability than we ever imagine. We can each do the impossible. You know, we can do the unlimited. We can do the possible. It's all possible. And we can help each other to do these things. But I caution people who are on a spiritual path to, and this is a tolerance lesson, when I did the class about how to spiritualize your marriage also parenting as a spiritual journey, I spoke about how if you're on a spiritual path, you don't want to look at your partner or other people who are not on your direct road and say, well, I can't be with you because you're not on the direct path that I'm on. Especially married couples fall into this trap. And what you need to learn from the lesson of tolerance is that paths are parallel. They're not on top of one another. And your path is sacred. It's what is your job. That's why, you know, again, that's why you're here. Your path is sacred. And it's what you need to be doing. And you can't drag someone else on yours, and you can't let them drag you off yours. You know, that's what you need to consider when, you know, when you're in relationships. And that's why, you know, for one of the earlier callers, I said, you know, don't collapse yourself into a relationship. We all, as human beings, feel alone and lonely. And so when we get into a relationship, we want to, you know, face it. The path is hard. Day-to-day living is hard. It's lonely. It's scary sometimes. We don't always get what we want or what we think we want. And so we want to have someone carry us, you know, on their backs. And when we find someone that we feel loving feelings or physical attraction, you know, we want to make them our, as 12-step programs would say, we want to make them our higher power. We want them to be our reason for living. And we kind of put everything on the pause button, and then we look to them for our answers when we really need to be looking for these answers, you know, within ourselves or by meditating and asking spirit to grow us enough that we can hear directly from our own spirit guides and from our angels and from the universe. So remember, this is a live call-in show. We're ready for another caller. If you're out there and you're thinking about it, I know there's someone there thinking about it, and they're saying, no, I don't know if I want to be on the air, on the internet, on the radio, but don't be bashful, because you can ask whatever you'd like, and I'll tap into my link with Spirit and see if I can get any guidance for you. Because some of you, you know, you don't realize that you're hearing it, and you're second guessing yourself, and you're doubting yourself. Don't go too far. So it's 888-815-9756. For that person out there who's almost got their hand on the phone, just pick it up. We're here. We love you. 888-815-9756. And you know who you are, and so does the universe. So, I am so happy to be back on the air, and there's so many things that I want to share with you, but I'll give you one illustration from my own life. I have a perfect illustration of how we feel when we're on the spiritual path. When I was young, I lived on Long Island, and I was at a camp where they took us to it was the Long Island Sound beaches, and the water was very dark because it wasn't in the ocean. It went into the ocean, but it was very dark water, lots of seaweed, and I just, as a little kid, you know, didn't want to go in. And they would say, no, go in. And so finally I went in. And we had horseshoe crabs. I realize now I faced my fear at an aquarium and touched one, but they look like these prehistoric, very strange, I mean, they're, no offense, horseshoe crabs, but you can be ugly. You are so far from our human species, but I'm sorry, I know that your mother loves you. But for me, they were scary. So I navigated out into the water with a young girlfriend. I must have been 7 or 8. And we actually swam out overhead. And the next thing I know, I had an eel go across my legs. And I practically jumped on my friend I didn't want to put my foot down in the water, and I wanted her to carry me, but she was scared to death too. And the next thing I know, I was back on the shore in like a second, a blink. But I never forgot that, because I realized that I was so afraid that I wanted someone else to carry me through, which is fine. You can always ask God for help. And, you know, there's you can reach out to people. But I wanted, I didn't care about her. I didn't care about anything. I was just so terrified that I didn't want to face it on my own. You know, and I think that's a good illustration for the path, because we can ask for help, but we don't want to drag someone off their path to help us on ours, and we have to walk it alone. And we have to pass through, you know, it was an eel. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't a great white. And even if it was a great white, that's very rare. And they hadn't even invented the Jaws movie yet. So I had no reason to, you know, it was just a little kid's phobia. And but it's always stuck with me that that's a perfect illustration of how we want to approach the challenges that face us every day. Because it takes a lot of inner strength to have the faith that there is more out there and that we deserve the help. And that we can just say, okay, I'm done. I can't do this, you know, I can't do this myself. And instead of asking as a human being, you know, if you ask, you know, God, the divine presence, the creator, you know, or the archangels for help, those are the big guns. They're supposed to help us, and they're supposed to help us to get through, and they're there for us, each one of us. And we can get through and get past our fears. And we can realize that, you know, for all I know, that could have been a turtle. You know, instead of an eel, and I had it, you know, I envisioned it as a sea serpent, you know, because I was just so frightened. Anyway, anybody who wants to share one of their phobia stories, 888-815-9756, and give us a call at Soul Odyssey Radio. I'm your host, Deborah Herman, and I thought, okay, let me see. Oh, my goodness. Here I've been looking at a clock that wasn't working. We're actually coming up toward the end of the hour. I'm so thrilled to be back. I'm so thrilled that that the callers had the courage to put themselves out there. We're all friends here. We're all doing this together. We're on the same path. It's not easy, but it can be awfully fun, especially once you figure it out that you're not alone, it's not so scary, and you don't have anything really to be terrified of. I don't want to use the phrase nothing to fear but fear, but it is apropos. And we'll talk about some more specific topics coming up. I've had a lot of comment about the parenting, excuse me, getting toward the end, parenting as a spiritual journey. I've received a lot of your comments. I think that was a very helpful class, and I've received some comments from young people who feel that they're unable to communicate with their parents, and I'd like to do a class in the next couple of weeks where we are able to bring parents and kids together so that they can understand each other a little bit better and to know that they don't have to be enemies, but that they're put together in their families to guide each other and to help each other to work through all of these challenges. Our families, our spiritual families, our extended families, we are all there, you know, with each other to support each other. So let's see if we get someone in at the very end, 888-815-9756. I hear a click. Is that a caller? I guess that was just a click. I wonder if it's the universe calling. Well, it could be. We are going toward the end of the hour, so let's see if I have a message from Spirit to all of you. Is that 58? The message is for, okay, let's see, what does Spirit want to tell you? The same message I always get, don't worry. It's very important. You've got to learn not to worry. No wonder we're all taking anti-anxiety drugs. It's constant worry. First of all, if you can't stop worrying, turn off that television and stop reading those newspapers. At least give yourself a couple of weeks, because if you don't have the, you know, the fortitude right now to focus on other things, yes, have compassion. You need to know. You need to know what's happening in the world, but know just enough so that you know. You know, if like we were being evacuated to, you know, a mothership, you'd probably want to know that, although that probably wouldn't be on the news. So just, you know, keep apprised from your friends and family, but don't get yourself caught up in all of other people's fears right now. The news is very negative. Surround yourself with positivity. Oh, and I don't want to argue with the 2012 people out there, but Spirit tells me to tell you the world is not coming to an end anytime soon. If you want to save some water, that's fine. You know, just make sure you drink it. Everybody needs to be hydrated. But that didn't come from Spirit. That's just something I know. And to, instead of worrying about the future and the past, to live for now, because that's where you're going to get your direct answers. And that doesn't mean live for now without responsibility and without accountability. It means to stay thinking about where you are and noticing where you are when you're there. Enjoy the people you're with. Experience what you're experiencing, and that's going to help you in transcending a lot of your blockage so that you can progress on your spiritual path. Well, I think that's all I have to say for this evening. I hope you'll join me again next week for Soul Odyssey Radio. I'm Deborah Herman, your host. I am a spiritual teacher, psychic medium, animal communicator extraordinaire, person who cares, author, speaker, and you can find me on Facebook or my new website, www.soul-odyssey.com. Check it out. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will be seeing you and talking to you again next week. Bye-bye.